I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Occupy Wall Street activists had promised a day of action in New York today. They kept their word. The day began with hundreds marching toward the New York Stock Exchange. There, they clashed with police and many were arrested. More clashes followed at Zuccotti Park, where protesters moved police barricades to re-enter the space they'd been evicted from earlier this week. David Valenzuela is in New York for the Spanish news agency EFE, or EFE as it's known. He's been covering the Occupy protests since they started 2 months ago. Valenzuela says his readers see the origins of the Occupy movement in Spain.
They are surprised because they haven't read anything in the English media about the impact of the movement first in Spain, what we call the indignados. You know, in last May, there was this amount, huge amount of people in the streets of Madrid and Barcelona.
Right, tens of thousands.
Yeah, and they believe, you know, that what's happening now in New York has something to do with that. And they're surprised maybe that people are not talking about that. But at the same time, many of them, as I have seen and heard, are really surprised that, you know, Americans, not only New Yorkers, but Americans all around the country are going to the streets to protest and, you know, to say something against the system. And maybe because sometimes some years ago, they thought that, you know, we have this European maybe way of believing that, oh, all Americans are, you know, maybe they voted for Bush and they were happy with that. So they're kind of surprised that people are in the streets.
Were there certain things in the Wall Street demonstrations that you've been reporting on in detail that really resonated with your European readers?
Well, they were really shocked maybe to see the way people were detained here, you know, in these huge amounts of detentions in New York City in a way that we are not used to, or the way the police has handled this.
You know, the Spaniards you mentioned who were part of the indignados in Madrid and Barcelona, I mean, they're kind of surprised to see Americans going out in the streets. But I'm wondering to what extent you think these protests in Madrid, in New York, all over the world, in London, are actually feeding off each other.
Also, the Arab Spring has something to do with this. I know it's a very different situation, but the way people have seen other people all around the world going into the streets, I think they get this feeling, this urgency to do something and go out. I don't know, things are very, maybe different. Like in Spain, it was more about protesting against the political parties and the political system and the way our government is managed. I know this is part of what Occupy Wall Street is saying, but I don't think the banks were such a subject of the protests in Spain.
Mm. Have you ever met anybody from, you know, the indignado protests at Wall Street who connected and, you know, became part?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I know people that came here immediately. Not many of them, but I met some Spanish people that really wanted to be here for a while and support them. Some people are still here.
And the daily events at Occupy Wall Street, does that make news in Spain for you? I mean, are you writing about what's going on there today?
Totally. Like today, for instance, we, I think, already filed 4 different stories. And then all the detentions that have been happening again today. And now I can bet you that we'll be writing maybe 2 or 3 more stories. But I think it's maybe the biggest news that we had to cover in New York. At least the biggest story, street story. You know, you walk down the streets and you see these people. I think our readers or the international audience is really paying more attention this week to the movement than maybe in the last few ones.
Interesting. Finally, David, is there anything about Occupy Wall Street that you really need to explain to your Spanish readers, something they just don't understand?
You will have always to explain the way this city works. For instance, Zuccotti Park, it's not a public park. Mm. It's a private park. And that's a very difficult thing to explain to a Spanish reader because we don't understand that. Like for us, streets are public. And if there is a park open to the public, it must be public. So that was one of the things that we had to explain, that's for sure.
David Valenzuela, correspondent for the Spanish newswire EFE, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.